The Mets are on their way back.
World champions for the 27th time.
Home plate for all things Major League Baseball. This is the Nosebleeds Podcast on WFUV Sports.
All right, welcome back to the Nosebleeds Podcast. I'm Vanessa Kasuda here with WFUV's esteemed beat reporters Grace McCarron and Nathan Rogers. We also have Brogan DiCerto on the board. He might pop in a little bit on the producer mic. The day of recording for this podcast is April 23rd, and we're in the studio at 9 a.m., so it's an early one for us. But to be fair, who wouldn't want to be talking about baseball early in the morning? I know it wakes me up in the morning.
That's like what I do on a daily basis, honestly. Yes,
because all I do now is just wake up. The first thing I wake up to is either my email of the MLB morning lineup or a clip from whatever game was going on the night before on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, wouldn't have it any other way. But yeah, no, let's jump into it. How are we doing on this lovely Thursday?
I'm good. It's been a long week, but the Mets won a game last night, so I think like that really just fixes whatever could be wrong. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I have a new view of life. Like the sky's bluer, sun is shining a little brighter today.
The birds are chirping.
City
Field has been saged.
Yeah, we've rid them of the curse, knock on wood, but I'm back.
That's good. Nathan?
I am absolutely amazing. I've been having a blast recently. We were just talking about FUV Formal. That was amazing.
That was awesome.
Amazing. Right?
Get to dress up, hang out with everyone. And also last night, let's talk about last night. It was the FUV basketball tournament.
Oh, right.
Okay, picture this. I'm on an undefeated team. Joe Henry, Brendan Shorey, Max. Like, we're going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And we, like, show up to the Rose Hill Gym. That's where it was, like, supposedly booked. There was, like, a club there. So we had to audible, go to the Lombardi Center. And then we were like, okay, it's 10:15. Let's just go back up. We go back up. We're, like, dribbling around. We're, you know, everyone's, like, kind of on half court. And I get, like, someone passed me, it was, like, poetic. Somebody passed me a ball from, like, literally, like, the clouds of, like, heaven. And I just get it.
The clouds of heaven.
I'm on half court, and I look David in the eye. He was sitting right in front of me. And my back is to the basket. And I hold the ball, and I go, watch this. First try, swear, like, on right hand on Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Behind the back, half court shot, first try, swish.
That's wow. Insane.
I looked at the odds. It's because I was so like, I need to buy a lottery ticket right now, or a lightning strike is going to kill everybody. It's 1 in 100,000.
Wow.
That's incredible.
So if 100,000 like people lined up and tried to swish mm-hmm. on the first try, it's 1 in 100,000. So I'm a lucky guy. So are the Yankees, too.
Yes. So are the Yankees.
Going for that sweep, but.
The Schlittler on the mound.
Yeah.
I'm hype. Really hype.
But honestly, it's been such a blast doing the beat with Tucker this year. It's been really cool, like meeting so many FUV people at the stadium too. You know, obviously the big man, Mr. K.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of having that, like walking around knowing that like there's like 40 people in the press box that know like that will care about you. Like that's
It's a nice feeling.
It is.
Very nice.
It's cool. And also like FUV lineage. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm hoping that I'll be able to do that maybe senior year.
Yeah.
We will see. But we do have a lot to talk about with our New York teams. I don't know if we want to start off with the good or the bad. Do we want to start off with the Mets?
We can start with the Mets.
Let's start with the Mets.
Let's start with
we
the Mets.
We can start with the Mets. So,
Grace loves it.
We will see. Little bit of an exaggeration, I think.
It might be.
But question is if war is over. But if anybody missed it, the Mets got their first win after their 12-game losing streak. And also Juan Soto is back.
Juan Soto is back.
So.
And Francisco Lindor.
Yep. And now Lindor has the same thing and is probably going to be out for low-key longer. I don't know.
When I saw him running home last night, I thought there was something wrong with like his. He was laboring so much. I was like, is there something wrong with like his lungs? Because he looked like that out of it. And then he comes out of the game right after. I'm like, all right, perfect.
Yeah.
So Mendoza said he's getting an MRI today. And they'll see what happens. But, you know, he said we got best case scenario with Soto. And that was still 3 weeks. So,
yeah.
I would say he's going to be out for a teeny bit.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, look, he had an he didn't have, like, the best stretch. So it might be a reset for him. But it's really funny because I was at a volunteer event for Beta Alpha Psi, which is the Accounting Honor Society here at Fordham. And one of the guys who I'm good friends with is a Mets fan.
Mm-hmm.
And anytime him and I see each other, we kind of trash talk each other a little bit. Well, I mainly do it with the Mets just because I love to talk crap about the Mets. I love it. I don't know why I love it so much. It just gives me such joy. More than talking about the Red Sox, actually.
That, to me, doesn't make sense.
I know it doesn't make sense, but for some reason, I just get such joy out of it.
Okay.
But I was like, you guys got a bit of a problem.
Wait, why?
I don't know why. It gives me like
more than the Red Sox?
See,
more than
the Red Sox. I don't think that makes sense.
I know it doesn't make sense. I know. Which, honestly, I do feel differently about the Red Sox stuff now, especially after the playoffs last year.
Mm-hmm.
And also this series, by the way, I know we're talking about the Mets, but this series seems like one of the most uncompetitive.
It's so uneven.
That's the thing, because
it's like, oh, okay.
That's why I think I felt so strongly about the Mets, because 2 years ago the Mets were like pretty freaking competitive.
We swept the Subway Series 2 years ago. I think I remember that. Not to bring that up.
Well, we won the Subway Series back
in
May.
No, I know. I was just saying, because 2 years ago was like the last time I was really happy.
Yeah.
So.
But yes, anyways, for some reason, I just get a lot of like good vibes when I talk crap about the Mets. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. I think it's also just because the Red Sox haven't been like uber competitive, except for like last year for all of 2 seconds. But anyways, I told him and I was like, look, I'm like, y'all low-key have a problem with Juan Soto being out. And he's like, oh, no, we're going to be fine. It's going to be great. No, it was a 12-game losing streak. And they did win yesterday. And Luke Weaver did get the save, which honestly, listen, I have no hard feelings towards Luke Weaver. I think he's a great guy. I think it was hard to see him struggle a little bit this past year, I'd say, year and a half. I am happy to see that Devin Williams has not changed. Just because we've had this argument for a while where when we talked about this the last time you and I were on this podcast together, where closers seem to have a problem when coming into Yankee Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought it might have been because of the toxicity of, oh, is he the next Mo? Is he not? Which I always think is just the craziest stretch. But, you know, and it was always something that I did not feel great about because, like, I'm like, oh, man, like, I hope that's not the case because we need, like, a good closer, right? So, but seeing that that has not changed from the Devin Williams stuff just makes me happy. But you are our beat reporter. You are an avid Mets fan. So what are your thoughts on the 12-game losing streak, the saging, the win yesterday? You got to see it and all of it.
Well, first of all, I would obviously be in a much worse mood if they had lost last night, too. Obviously, there's some recency bias here. I think they looked a little better last night. I don't know if it's because of, like, the juice of Juan Soto coming back, because I do think that helps a lot, even just mentally for the players. They're like, you know, that's, like, their guy. Like, as much as everyone wants to talk about Lindor should be the captain, like, Steve Cohen has said they're not going to have a captain. And also, like, Soto has the massive contract. Like, that's the face of that team
mm-hmm.
at this point. Having him back is a big it's a big help. But the 12 game losing streak, it was really, really bad. There's no other way to put it. No team has ever won the, and I'm not saying I thought the Mets were going to win the World Series this year, but no team has ever won the World Series after winning 12 games in a, or losing 12 games in a row at any point during the year. And that this is April that we're talking like this. And you just, you don't want that. They're coming off of a season with one of the biggest collapses in franchise history. And, you know, they retooled everything. They got rid of a bunch of guys and then they brought all these new guys in. And like it, for a while, it just did not seem like the new guys were gelling together. There was no, you know, a lot of guys are underperforming. Now, if you want to look at this on the flip side, the good thing about this is that everything was going wrong at once.
Yeah.
Bo Bichette has not been hitting that well. Juan Soto is hurt. Francisco Lindor is in a slump. Marcus Semien, who I can't even remember who else. Luis Robert Jr., they're not hitting either. Devin Williams is blowing games. Like, all of these things is, like, the worst-case scenario for all these new guys that came in and for some of the old guys who we had to account for. Like, Lindor has always started the season slow.
Yeah.
You kind of just have to account for that at this point, especially coming off his hand surgery. Like, that everything going wrong at once, like, they will break out of that at some point. These are major league players. I know, like, it gets to be, like, when they lose 12 in a row, it gets to be, like, maybe this is just a bad team. But, like, things will turn around. Bo Bichette hit 311 last year. Like, he's not going to hit, I think he's hitting, like, 210 right now or something.
Yeah.
He's not going to be like that forever. Francisco Lindor will get it together at some point. Juan Soto will probably hit quite a few home runs. Everything, I think, will... Now, I'm not saying everything's going to start going right all at once, because I don't think that's going to happen. I do think, like, Marcus Semien is probably just going to be what he is. But everything going wrong at the same time actually does make me feel a little bit better, because eventually these things will start to turn around.
Yeah, I mean, I think the one thing that really did shock me the most, and I think one of the things that really needs to get, I think, will help this team be a little bit more successful, is that chemistry side of it.
Yeah.
I was genuinely shocked when I saw the post-game press conference and Juan Soto was like, yeah, I haven't talked to anybody since I got hurt.
Yeah, that was, and I'm a big Juan Soto defender. Not really sure why he said that. I probably would have lied before I said that. I would have just made something up, but
I was just like, I was like, what? Like, why? Like, why would you, first and foremost, why would you say that?
Yeah.
Because it kind of comes to show that, like, well, first it makes you look bad because it makes you seem like a bit of a diva.
Yeah.
You know, like, you're mad that you're in this situation, which you chose. You could have gone back to the Yankees. I'm just saying.
I feel like that's been a trend with him.
Right.
What?
That kind of attitude.
Yeah.
Like,
I think he might be, I don't know, he might be, like, a little bit of a, himself before. He's not, let's put it this way, he's, I don't think he would have been considered for the captaincy if they were going to do that.
No.
Obviously, yeah. Lindor is going to be here for, I think it's like 6 more years on his deal. Like, he's not going anywhere, but he, that was never going to be a conversation about should Soto be the captain just because he has the huge contract. Like, it's just how he seems to gel. I mean, there's been stories about Lindor and Soto not being able to talk to each other, right. Which is like, at some point, I'm like, just play baseball. Like, yeah. I don't care if you like each other. I just don't.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody else should either. That should not, I don't think that should be a factor in the clubhouse, because there's been guys who hate each other and they've won the World Series together.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I've always been an advocate for team chemistry. It's also just something good to see as a fan. But, Nathan, what are your thoughts on, like, all of this?
Yeah, well, the Mets definitely, I mean, there's no way to beat around the bush here. I mean, they, one of the worst hitting performances in that 12-game losing streak, you know, the league's almost seen in a few years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they were last. I mean, runners in scoring position, they weren't even hitting 200.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and there's a lot of come-from-ahead losses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you could, like, pinpoint that on a few guys, but, like, it comes down to, like, just, like, fundamentals, and I think the Mets just, like, didn't have that in that 12-game losing streak, and it wasn't, like, you could maybe say, like, luck and all that stuff, but, like, it's baseball, and you lost 12 games in a row. Like, that's...
That doesn't happen that much.
It
no.
doesn't.
Yeah.
It doesn't. No. And, look, it's a long season. You know, you got 162 games,
mm-hmm.
blah, 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 but, like, that does a lot to your mental.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think Weaver talked about it, too. He was just kind of like, we needed this to get over the hump, and, like, mentally, this was so big for us and the way we did it too. was almost poetic for them and the fans too. I feel like you could agree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think just like the struggle, but you know, it's April too, so like,
yeah,
I think, you know, hitting the panic button, I don't know if I would.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've seen teams, obviously not in the same scenario where it's like a 12-game losing streak, but like I'm an A's fan. Like, I've seen bad starts,
mm-hmm.
and I've also seen, like, the team turn it around and make a wild card spot.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, they, you know, they were second to last in the AL West in, like, 2019, and then, you know,
yeah,
were one of the best in the second half of the season. So, like, it's baseball. Things are possible, and I think, obviously, Lindor, like, that's gotta hurt.
It's not good.
But also, I have a question.
Yeah.
We talked about it a little, like, before we recorded. Vientos. Mm-hmm. So here's my thing. You're on a 12-game losing streak.
Right.
Right?
Paint us a picture.
You're on a 12-game losing streak. Not to mention, it's not like you're hitting, you know, 450 as a team. You know, your team ERA is like one. You know, like, you are not playing well.
Mm-hmm.
And your third base coach is holding you. Like,
very clearly.
Like, he could have literally, like, touched his nose. That's how, like, close and up and personal the third base coach was on Vientos.
Yeah.
And he was running how slow?
Oh,
1 mile an hour.
Literally one mile
so,
an hour.
Tortoise.
18th percentile for sprint speed, I believe.
Yeah.
What?
I mean, honestly, that's kind of generous.
Yeah.
But,
that's generous.
I mean, it looked like he literally had a grand piano on his back. Okay?
Yes.
So what's like the ethics behind, like, I know he said after the game, he was like, oh, I trusted my instincts. It's like, okay, if I played travel ball in California, like,
mm-hmm.
if I did that, I would be doing laps around the whole entire, like, tournament complex.
I'd be doing foul poles, like, one foul pole to the other, I'd be doing foul poles if I did that.
So, he said, I trusted my instincts, I thought I could score. Now, normally, I would say, all right, fine. If he was a little bit faster, if he had been known to be a good runner like Juan Soto steals a lot of bases, like, we'll give it to Juan Soto. Like, then I'm like, all right, fine. Mark Vientos has never been known to be a good runner.
That's like, honestly, it's
that's
a little
like John Carlos Stanton. Yeah.
That is
Stan
what
did
I, that is what
Yankees
I thought.
Yankees fans would start a
they
literal
riot.
Fire.
Like, we would burn down
the
Yankee
D-train
Stadium.
The D-train would not exist. Okay? If Stanton was held at third and got absolutely
right
pieced at home,
it was,
oh my God.
Yankee Stadium would cease to exist.
It was just as bad as it looked on TV in the press box. Everybody was like, what is he doing? Yeah, go ahead.
Was it that meme where everyone's going like this, or it's like the bang bang, and then
yes.
it's like everyone collectively like
yes
the forehead,
in the forehead. Yeah.
I listen nor again, I'm trying really, really, really hard to give him the benefit of the doubt here. At first, I was like you
why?
Know what?
Why?
Because I want to believe that he didn't do something as ridiculous looking as that, and he did, and he staunchly defended it post game. He was like, "No, I trust my instincts. Like, I thought I could make the play. It was bad. Yes.
If
go
they
ahead.
Lost, would he have said the same thing?
That is where I'm wondering, and I was actually talking to some of the other reporters there about this. I don't know, because he didn't even like make a joke of it, because it was so, guys, I can't even begin to tell you how bad
it
looked.
Was it almost awkward when you were in the clubhouse and you were like,
yes, because he was so like serious. He was not like laughing at
so
himself
he stood
a little
on
bit.
Business.
He
Honestly,
stood
I
on business.
Have respect for that.
It's not
right.
talking
why
to
I
you.
That's my thing. I'm like, you know what? I respect it a little bit, but
honestly,
it was so
like,
ridiculous
you,
that it was also that bad.
If you put yourself in his shoes, okay, you got there's a piano on your back. Right? Rounding second. You go to third, right? You're hustling. You're like 12-game losing streak. I got to show out for my boys.
I got to score.
Right?
Yeah.
And there is no wind behind you, obviously.
Oh, my God. It is the deadest night in the world.
No, there is no wind.
Yeah.
And your third base coach is literally like, I am going to kill you if you go to home, if you go to four.
And
he
goes.
I think he legitimately went, yeah, no, I'm good.
I think
he almost, the way he got thrown at, it's almost like he stopped and went, I'm okay, and kept going.
Nathan, I know it's not exactly the same, but do you remember Game 3 of the World Series, Louis Rojas sends Giancarlo Stanton?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember that. Yeah. That's kind of what it feels like.
Basically the same thing.
It literally feels like that. Like,
12 game losing streak, Game 3 of the World Series.
Right, two different things. Right? But, like,
but if I did that same thing, I might... The only option might be standing on business. Because what do you say? Oh, I messed up?
That's my thing.
I don't know.
I'm like...
Yeah, it's basically, like, one of those things where it's, like, someone has, like, oh, like, the crazy fall or whatever. They're like, yeah, I meant to do that. Like, it's not like, oh, yeah, I'm just like, a klutz. It's like, yeah, I meant to do that.
It's like,
and I would have done it multiple times over and over and over again.
It's like when you fall in public and everyone's like, are you okay? It's like... No, I'm not.
No, I just broke my hand, but no, I'm okay.
No, my right knee is falling off, but no, I'm actually perfect, and my coffee spilled everywhere. Like, it's the same thing. You got to stand on biz.
That's the thing. I respect the standing on business a little bit. If they lost, I think he would have probably had to say, like, listen, guys, that I should have, I should have read the sign. So I think it's very situational here, considering where the team is at mentally. Maybe he just didn't want to put a damper. I don't know. Everyone was pretty happy last night. Luke Weaver looked like he had, just seen heaven the way he was talking.
Bro looked like he just got baptized.
He was gleeful after that win. I was like, thank God, we're back.
I mean, that's kind of lit. Like,
yeah.
The shot
of
him getting the strikeout and then the
and with the W. Oh, my God,
like,
aura. Guys,
he's
I
like
cried.
Literally like, he's got like his hands like this.
Yeah.
And he's just looking at the sky.
I like cried a little bit, to be honest.
He looked like he was gonna cry.
I was
did
yeah
you see the picture like, of him walking into I think it was like the Mets practice facility, and he had the Yankees duffel bag.
Yes.
Michael K was like I think he said it on his show, he was like, he's been advocating for Mets fans. He was like, you know, he was trying to be nice, and everyone came so hard at Michael K.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, look, like, is it that big of a deal?
No,
like,
it was not.
Like, I didn't think so.
No, it literally was not. It should not have been more than a one-day thing.
No, yeah. And also, Weaver's so nice. I feel
he's
like
so nice. Like, it's fine. It's he didn't mean anything by it. He was like, guys, I literally just did not get my Mets stuff yet. Like, chill. And that was what it was.
And everyone was like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Why is he doing that? Like, guys, we have bigger fish. Bigger fish to fry.
Bigger fish to fry.
Yes.
But we might as well just turn it over to the Yankees side, because now we're talking about Yankees duffel bags. But so... Yankees swept the Royals, which was a great morale boost. I went to the Angels game. Me and Brogan were there for a club outing for Sports Analyst Society. We were there. It was the Tuesday night game where it was the back-to-back-to-back home runs.
That
off
was
of Ryan
electric.
Weathers.
Sorry.
Yeah. No, that's fine.
It was electric.
The last time I saw back-to-back-to-back home runs was when the Yankees did it against the Brewers on Nestor Cortez.
Yes.
Which is also, it's funny because I was just like, it's that, it was like that, what's the saying? It's like, oh yeah, like if I had a nickel for each time I've seen this, I would have two nickels.
Mm-hmm.
But, and then it's like, oh, it's like it's weird that it happened twice.
Yeah, yeah.
It also 2 years in a row, but on either side, which is really interesting. But I was upset about it. It was like the most deflating thing to watch, just because we're also watching Boone basically self-sabotage the Yankees lineup. I don't know why he keeps taking Ben Rice out and put in... What's this? Randall Grichuk? Is that how you say it?
Oh, Randall Grichuk.
Grichuk. Yeah. Randall Grichuk. Who is that?
Hold.
All right, Mr.
Okay.
Beat Reporter.
Here's the thing. Ben Rice. Okay, so that first game that he was like off that lineup, and they like to put Goldie to lead off because like Ben Rice and the lefties or whatever. Here's my thing. If Ben Rice is leading the MLB in OPS slugging, and he's like, I mean, other than Aaron Judge, like, there's no one else in the majors, I think, that's really giving Aaron Judge a run for MVP other than Ben Rice right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're
on
the same team, and who would have thought that?
No.
And if your guys are hot, and then in that same game, Ben Rice is like a pinch hitter, gets an RBI double, I'm like, scores like the go-ahead run. You know, if you're Aaron Boone, like, I don't know. There's a lot of discussion around that, but I haven't really got the science around that. But Grichuk is good. Like, I like him. You know, he, like, during this spring training, he was always going to get reps, like, in this time of the season because of how well he played. But the Yankees are playing their best ball right now.
Yeah, no, I'm just glad that they're back. Like, they just had, like, they wavered a little bit. I was a little concerned there, just also because there was a reliever problem with Jake Burr being sent down to AAA. Then Yerry De Los Santos came up and then was sent down right after the game, which was really funny. But it was great to see them beat the Royals. The Royals are also kind of going through the ringer as well. And then we're also just watching awesome, well, just dominant baseball by the Yankees right now against the Red Sox. They've already won the series, and our starters have shut out the Red Sox. Now, are the Red Sox doing good right now? No.
Shockingly to me.
I'm pleasantly surprised. I'm surprised.
Now, they could, as we've mentioned, it's only April.
Yeah,
like,
turn it around.
Right, they can turn it around. I'm stunned that they have looked this bad.
Yeah. No, I am too. And then we've got, this has been the most talked about story, and I'm really glad that, like, the media is shedding light on this, because I also think it's helping really bring back the animosity between the Red Sox and the Yankees, because I feel like that this rivalry has not been at its peak in a very long time, just because, like, it was either the Yankees were at top and the Red Sox were at the bottom, or the Yankees were on the bottom and the Red Sox were on top. Like, there was, like,
say the Yankees have never been on the bottom, but yes,
I'm thinking about that one time, what they won in 2018.
Yeah,
that's the only time I'm thinking about. Like, the last time, I don't even know, like, the last time where it was like, oh my god, like, yeah, like, they're going, you know, like, this. And maybe you saw that a little bit with the wild card series last year, but anyways, I'm just glad that the media is shedding light on it, and who better to bring it back than Cam Schlittler himself?
Yeah. I have him in fantasy, so I'm really excited
Love him.
I'm really excited.
I love him. Cam Schlittler, for some reason, he was on my TikTok For You page playing with kittens.
Mm-hmm.
It was the cutest thing I ever saw. I'm like, yeah, and this guy's throwing heat on the mound, like, the next day.
Oh, and he also does not care. Like,
he will
tweet whatever he wants, and I really admire that about him. So I admire it so much. That, Nathan, you know this. You're in my fantasy baseball league.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're dominating, dude.
Schlittler's list.
Schlittler's list is dominating.
2-1, and we're leading the division.
Love that.
I am last.
You are last in my division, yes.
I don't have a win yet. I need to lock in.
You do need to lock in. That's okay.
But yeah. Yeah, so this is the finale of the Red Sox series in Fenway. Schlittler on the mound. And again, this is also coming off last time Schlittler started against the Red Sox, which was home at Yankee Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
He had 12 strikeouts.
He might throw a no-hitter tonight.
I hope to see it.
Guys, literally, but. I mean, Nolan McLain threw 5 perfect innings the other night when I was there, and I was like, nobody's allowed to say anything, and then he didn't do it. So it doesn't actually do anything, I fear, but yes.
Yeah, I mean, I've always been one for superstitions.
Yeah.
Baseball. That's a...
It's like, I mean, with other people.
I was a softball player, so, like, I know.
Only I can do it. Other people, when they say, oh, Nolan McLain throwing a perfect game, I'm like, stop talking. But if I do it, it's fine. Guys, trust me.
Well, to be fair, I think the McCarron family is a little bit cursed because your dad with Logan Webb.
That is true, but we were both in the press box last night for the Mets' first win in literally weeks. So
gotcha.
So I think we reversed it, and now it's fixed.
Yeah, well, but
we'll
also
see about that tonight.
Yeah, see about that tonight.
That's true.
But also in other Yankee news, there's also been some online debate. The Yankees have just been approved for an alternate jersey.
Finally.
In some ways,
been approved.
What?
Been approved, just haven't debuted it yet.
Yeah, okay. When are we going to see that?
I don't like this.
I don't know if I like it. I'm going to be honest. I don't know if I like it.
Yes.
Here's my thing. I'll talk about this because I feel like I have more of an unbiased perception.
Okay.
Because I'm from the Bay Area. I'm not familiar too much with the you know, the aura of the legendary, the original, the Yankees. Because I wasn't exposed to that as growing up as a baseball fan. Like, we didn't really, that wasn't really talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we could just kind of, honestly, we just kind of hated the Yankees.
Yeah. Because
it was like, we were Warriors fans. It's like in the NBA, like, everyone else hated us because we were just so dominant.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? So it's that was just my perception about, you know, the prestigious Yankees. When they moved stadiums, I think that was kind of the, and I think you guys can agree too, I think that was kind of the downfall of the prestigiousness.
Yeah.
And I think it's still there. Like, I think being a reporter, they're very, you know, in good ways, like, uptight and traditional about things, which I actually appreciate. You know, especially, you know, like, workplace environment, all that stuff,
yeah,
and kind of being at other places, it's very different at the Yankees. I think, I don't know if I have a huge problem with the jerseys, especially because if you have players like Judge coming out and he's like, okay, well, we already have the ads on our jerseys already. It's like, how prestigious is that? Like, why are we not? And then you take away the facial hair thing.
Yeah.
So I think that was the downfall, and it's a slippery slope.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think all of it still, for me at least, still stems from the facial hair policy. Because here's my thing. I never got to experience old Yankee Stadium. I was too young, and I was always in new Yankee Stadium, so that was never really a factor for me. It is for some Yankees fans, which I totally get, because, like, it's old Yankee Stadium, like, all the history behind it, right? And they tried to recreate it with new Yankee Stadium, but they kind of corporate washed that stadium, which...
Yeah.
Whatever, like, say what you will about that. I think the thing for me that was just, like, the seller, and I knew this was going to be a slippery slope, like Nathan said, is when the facial hair policy was the first thing to go. If anything, I thought alternate jerseys would come before the facial hair policy.
I agree.
Which, still, I still have my thoughts on it. I still don't love it.
I wonder what Jeter thinks about this.
Yeah, no, I'd love to hear his thoughts. But look, at the end of the day, I mean, I still don't think that they should have an alternate jersey, just because I've always been one for tradition, and I've been, like, that's been instilled in me as a kid. I'm a sucker for an alternate jersey.
I love an alternate jersey.
I'm not going to lie to you, and this might be weird that I'm saying this, but when I play, because I literally only play Road to the Show on MLB The Show, I never really pick the Yankees. I always pick the team with literally the most variety in uniforms.
Yeah.
I don't know what, like, I love an alternate jersey.
Here's the thing, too. Like, when I think about, again, and I think not being from New York actually kind of helps me in this argument, too, in a way, because I feel like if I was, like, in your guys' shoes, I would feel emotionally different about it. But since I don't have that emotional foundation, like, when I think about prestigious teams that I'm, like, the Warriors are a very prestigious organization.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they, you know, strength in numbers,
yeah,
team excellence, whatever, like, that's what they pride themselves in. And when I think about, like, I think about the We Believe teams and that kind of, like, thunder that goes across, or that lightning strike that goes across, you know, the Warriors across the chest, or, like, mm-hmm, the old cream white with the red lining across, like, the arm sleeves. Like, that's what I kind of think about. And then I think about that era.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what, you know, Stan and Judge are kind of trying to say is, like, this is kind of a new era of the Yankees. And we kind of want, like, a city connect.
That's, yeah, right.
Like, the A's don't have a city connect, and I think, right, that's kind of on purpose, because it's like, okay,
well,
we're not in Vegas yet, and, like,
teams that don't have city connect.
Right. Right.
That's the thing, is, like, for them, it's a little, like,
right, and it's not in Vegas yet, blah blah blah, and, yeah, I understand that, and you're playing at, you know, Sacramento, at kind of someone's backyard.
Yeah.
But
backyard, like, baseball.
But, yeah, like, I think what they're trying to say is, we can have that originality and we can have that tradition, and, you know, we can have our batting practice that says New York across the chest, but, like, yeah, I think what they're trying to say is, like, you know, we're kind of entering a new era, and these are new guys, and, you know, this isn't the same team that Jeter was on, even though it's the same organization, but we can have different jerseys that represent that.
That's
and I don't have a problem with that.
I agree with that. My thing is, As soon, honestly, I'm at the point, as soon as Aaron Judge says, we should have an alternate jersey, that should be the end of the conversation. He is rapidly becoming one of the greatest modern Yankees ever.
And one of the most influential, too.
One of the most influential. Like, that at that point, I'm like, I forget it. Forget about tradition. It's 2026. I was the same way with the facial hair thing. I know, like, it was a little weird that they got rid of it because of Devin Williams, and then that didn't work out. Like, that part is a little bit of an asterisk, and it's weird. I do think it was time to get rid of the facial hair policy.
No, it's 2026. What made the Yankees the Yankees.
Yeah, that's what made the Yankees the Yankees.
But what makes the Yankees is the fact that they won 27 World Series.
Yes,
but that is what matters.
But yes,
like,
I also just think
ridiculous to me.
I just don't like all the distractions is all. But I do like an alternate jersey. I will probably end up getting one. And it's going
everyone who's complaining is definitely still going to buy them.
I'm probably going to buy one with Cam Schlittler's number behind it.
Yeah.
When a team moves stadiums, everything changes.
It's all different.
Because
after that.
I'm just talking about my experiences too. Like, look, I live in Oakland now. I grew up in San Francisco. We lost all of our teams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay? And like I'm a Niners fan. They are so far away. Like, I grew up I was like 3 years old going to Candlestick, and that was like the place to be.
Mm-hmm.
And like all my aunts and uncles would be there. It was like a family affair.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's like, okay, they play in Santa Clara, and it's like,
yeah,
you know, it's all bubble, and it's all different because it's not the same feel.
Yeah.
Right. You know, the Brock Purdy and the George, it's not the same thing. So I think the Aaron Judge and the Stan, and, you know, even like, you know, characters on the team like Jazz, like, you know, like, it's just not the same thing. And that's great.
Yeah.
And I think they should lean into that as an organization and be like, we're open to keeping that originality. But if we're going to take away the facial hair thing, like, why isn't a jersey also on the table? Like, if you're going to change the perception of how the players look, like, facially, like, what's wrong with a navy blue jersey?
Nothing.
I don't have a problem. Like, and then the funny thing, too, was like, at Fenway Park, all these Red Sox fans were so mad because they were selling Yankees gear in the team
store.
Were
they really?
Which we need to talk about.
That's insane.
I've never heard that.
That is crazy.
In my life.
That is insane.
In my life. And I'm not, you know, I go to Giants games a lot because obviously the A's are in like Narnia now. So I go to Giants. If there was, and I wouldn't really affiliate myself, again, emotionally with that team.
No.
I do, you know, like, I have fun at the stadium, blah, blah, blah. If they sold Dodgers gear there.
Oh, my God.
I would have a problem with that just as, like, a baseball fan. Like, as a sports, as a human.
A great franchise because the Yankees would never sell Red Sox hats at Yankees.
But no. I don't think most teams.
Hashtag W franchise.
I don't think that's normal.
Like, no, it's not.
It's not normal. If I walked into my beautiful and glorious City Field and I saw Phillies merch, I would set the place on fire.
I mean, it's like if you went to the bookstore and there's NYU.
Exactly.
Or Manhattan. No, I would.
It's like,
I
if
would
there's purple.
I would argue Manhattan University. But before we wrap up, just because I do love me a good City Connect.
I love a City Connect.
What would you guys, because I'm also going to bring up the A's one too, because I think the A's is going to be like an all black and it's going to be like Vegas with like cards or whatever. Anyways, that doesn't really matter to me. That matters to Nathan, but not to me.
Doesn't matter to me anymore.
Doesn't matter to Nathan anymore. Okay, just to confirm.
Yeah.
But what do we want a Yankee City Connect to be? Because I see, you know how like the staff have like the navy blue jersey with the white pinstripes?
Yeah.
I would like to see that like head to toe.
I like that.
That's that a lot.
It's also not like an egregious, like some of these City Connects,
like
if
the Yankees are going to do that, they're basically just going to turn their home uniform inside out.
Exactly. And that's like very Yankees. And like, all right, you know what? It's a step. But some of these City Connects are obviously very like out there. And I'm like, it's even some of them for me. And I love a City Connect. Even some of them for me are like, no. But like, I would see something like the Angel City Connect is my favorite.
Okay. Yeah.
The Halo.
The Halo. It's got the surfboards. I'm like, all right, I get it. I would buy
but
one.
But also.
And I want something like.
But.
At the City Connect. But they don't play in that City Connect jersey a lot.
No.
What is it? Like, not even like.
That's the problem is that this is not even going to be a topic anymore. Because they're going to play in them like once a month. And I'm like, guys, it's
Give
not
me
that.
The Yankees and graffiti.
Yeah.
Ooh,
oh, that's sick.
That's sick.
I mean, if there's a subway on there, that like the D train or the 4 like that.
Here's what the Mets did.
Oh,
The Mets need to get rid of theirs.
They
got
it's
the purple
so,
in
trash.
There. No, I like it, but I wouldn't personally wear it. They got the purple in there for the 7 line, and then the gray is for the concrete. which I'm not really sure about that part.
Ew.
Right.
Ew.
I liked the purple part. Not, I would not want an all purple jersey because, like, that doesn't look good.
No, don't do that.
That does not look good. I like that they included the purple. I don't mind their City Connect, but I wouldn't buy one for myself.
Gotcha. Yeah, so that's going to wrap it up for us. For Grace McCarron, Nathan Rogers, Brogan DiCerto, I'm Vanessa Casuda. Nosebleeds is a product of WFUV Sports.